Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Western Ag Network. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson is asking House Republicans for a waiver to serve another term as chairman. He has reached the six-year term limit for GOP chairs. Thompson says his experience will help the committee finish work on a new farm bill, but the stalled farm bill could also strengthen a case for new leadership. In a post on Truth Social, President Donald Trump announced a plan that will pause high tariffs on 300,000 metric tons of ground beef that will be imported into the U.S. in what he says is a way to help rebuild herds and help ranchers. However, AgMarket.net broker Tim Strunk sees this as a political move.
Let's be honest. Beef prices are just like anything else, right? The inflation over the last several years has impacted the price of literally anything and everything we do in our lives. And I think you have an administration that is trying to look ahead to these midterm elections. And, you know, I don't want to get political because that's not my job, but it's what's happening, that they're looking ahead to these elections and trying to make the general public think that they're looking out for their best interest in trying to get prices down. But let's look at fuel prices. Let's look at, these ongoing conflicts that we're involved in and how that impacts things. But it's not something that you can address specifically with beef or cattle.
AgMarket.net's Tim Strunk. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lori Boyer.